बोगस लोगों के लिखी हुई बातों को पढ़ता है।
इतनी इतनी शक्ति कहाँ से आ गई उनमें, आंखें छोड़ ली तो कहीं कुछ उनका पिछला जन्म का कुछ ऐसा होता,
पिछले जन्म का कुछ होगा ऐसा। इंटेलिजेंस तो भगवान जी को देते हैं, प्रदान योगन
भजन सुन
कर के नहीं, उन्होंने उसने धक्का दिया हर मन शरीर के लिए। अटैच सो मच फॉर स्टोल एंड एवरीथिंग दिस बॉडी इज कंपोज, व्हाई नॉट टू कृष्ण हि रिब्यूक्ड।
पर एक सोम गुरु की बात कही तो है उन्होंने,
इसके बाद में सोम गुरु से मिली,
उसके बाद आंख खोली। सोम गुरु से मिलने के बाद
हो सकता है पहले
I've always wondered in Brahma Samhita it is described Goloka as hexagonal figure, six-sided figure, Goloka. Any reason why Goloka is six sides in Brahma Samhita that is stated?
Six sides. Kya kare? Shatkoni hai.
Shatkoni.
Any reason why we can understand like that?
Shatkon kyun?
Shatkon hai to kyun? Krishna is cricket bhai.
Thank you.
This tree is so straight, and this is somewhat crooked. Why?
I cannot say.
The nature.
Oh, no. Maybe. But I don't know. There are six sort of
petals.
Asparagus.
Opulence.
Opulence. This six. Aishwarya, Virya, Jasa, Sri, Gyan, in the course. And in the middle, love and affection.
That is there.
That is Vrindavan. Shna, Ya, Swa, Ha. How many words?
Letters.
Six. In the middle, cling, and all are like six. It has been given there.
Ramvijay, I had a question for you. If yesterday you were mentioning that Jad Bharat, when he was in deer body, he went to forest where he was before, and he heard sages speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. So he wants to know, how is it possible the sages are speaking Srimad Bhagavatam if he is in the Srimad Bhagavatam?
Hari katha he told.
Yeah.
Not especially Bhagavat. At that time, Bhagavat was not
manifest.
Eliminated. So Hari katha. It may be of Purans and all others. And Bharati at that time was prominent.
Yes, that's the direct.
Hare
Krishna. Gyanananda Shalakaya Chakshu Unmitam Jina Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Vancha Kalpatru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayvacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Nama नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय भक्ति तत्व विवेक भक्ति मुक्ति स्पृहा जावत पिशाची हृदय वर्तते तावत भक्ति सुखस्यात्र कथम अभ्युदयो भवेत। आई वांटेड टू एक्सप्लेन होल बुक बट इट विल टेक सो मच टाइम एंड द सब्जेक्ट इज some philosophical. So some of you cannot have so much taste for this. But it is the platform, just like to make a platform for bhakti. So I wanted to explain, but here only today and after one day. Then we will go to Bejar. So I'm going to explain some special things, the essence, something, that how we can follow this. But try to follow it very strictly, very strictly. If you are not following all these things and chanting only 16 round and not doing anything else or reading some books, it will not do. We should try to make this platform. I know that some devotees taking afim, ganja, also wine, but they cover all these things that anyone cannot see, but their faces show, tell very all cannot
read,
but some can read. So you are cheating yourself. So try to be very bold and very strong in these things. Don't take all these things. Otherwise Kali will be there. Now I'm coming to, we are told that there are three aspects of paratattva, advaya jnana paratattva, Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Among three, Brahma, Bhagavan, Paripurna Sarvashakti Visishta Bhagavan iti, when that Paratattva is Paripurna, meaning with his energies, potencies, qualities, roop, gun, lila and all other things, then he is called Bhagavan. When he enters partly in the hearts of jivas like Sakshi, then he becomes Paramatma. And when we see only through Gyan, then he becomes like Brahma. But these two aspects, devotees should not have any link with them. The object of the pure bhakti is Bhagavan. And also Bhagavan, there are two kinds of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is one, but two aspects. Where Swarup Shakti is fully there with Supreme Personality of Godhead, all kinds of opulence are there. So it is called Aishwarya, Aishwarya like Parabrahma Narayan, that aspect. And where there is Swarup Shakti in his fullest, What?
Most complete.
Complete. In sweet mood. Then it is called Madhurya. Dekhi, what is written there?
Where the internal potency, Swarup Shakti, displays its complete opulence, Aishwarya, there Bhagavan appears as Vaikunthanath Narayan. And where the internal potency displays its supreme sweetness, Madhurya, there Bhagavan appears as Sri Krishna. In spite of being predominant almost everywhere, Aishwarya loses its charm in the presence of Madhurya.
In this world, everywhere, appliance is more powerful than sweet things. But no example of where appliance is covered with what?
Sweet
thing. Not example. Only we can see appliance and we will be charmed. Oh, it is so opulent. But in world, sometimes a sublime abhas, semblance kind we can see. That I have forgotten the name of that prince of England was
Charles.
He has love for any lady. But lady was not lord in lord family. A prince can marry that lady, but he will not be the king of England. There was ban. And at that time, whole world like everywhere, British rule was there. When Parliament told him that you can marry, but you will be deprived of whole being emperor. And he kicked that opulence. And he preferred love to that lady. This is something abhas. Not reflection, perverted reflection light. But there in Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, always opulence is defeated by this Madhurya mood. Always. So, in this world there is no example of this Madhurya mood, very little, rare. So all we are attracted to opulence. Not to sweet. Very hard. And those who are like this, they are called Araganuga, only by lobe. If anything will come in a heart for this Madhurya mood, he will always reject opulence, always reject. Even he has a little mood, notice attraction or greed for that. But it is very rare in this world. Here, Bhukti Mukti Spriha Javat, he is telling that these are two kinds of what? You should read the meaning.
As long as the two witches of the desires for bhakti and mukti remain in a devotee's heart.
What name? Pishachi?
Witches.
What is called witches? Pishachini. In Western Kirtani, they are?
They
have?
They go on broom, they drive in
broom. Jhadu ke upar uthti hain hum.
अच्छा very powerful. I knew that in India only pishachis are there. If bhukti what bhakti, desire to sense gratification in any way, and to desire mukti, any kind of mukti. These are two very great wishes. If bhakti will see that they are there, she will never look there and never come. Bhakti is like a very very soft, tiny-aged braj balika.
Baby girl. Like a little
baby girl. Very soft. Not teenage, but
tender.
Just born. Very beautiful, very sweet, but very soft. If any jadi dhoop jor se aa jaye,
strong sunshine,
hotness or anything, she will be murjha jayegi. She will be faint pani murjhana,
shrink.
Murjhana means bhai
wither.
Murjha jayegi. So where there is a little smell of these things too, bhakti will never come. But we see that he is chanting, remembering, he has been initiated by anyone, any devotee. Sometimes he weeps, sometimes, chanting so, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, walking so much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. As if he is upset. Sometimes, Srila Narahari Prabhu, one of the best disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and friend of my Gurudev, Narahari Prabhu. If you see that anyone is chanting Hare Krishna, restless here and going and here, then you should think that he will not be in mud now, he will give up this mud forever and he will go anywhere. This is the symptom, sometimes. So, these are pisachi, they will eat us, not eat us, but swallow.
Devour us.
And bhakti will go away forever. So, go on. Kaik bachi. Then Swarup Siddha bhakti will not come. It may be that Sangha Siddha or Arup Siddha will come. Can you tell what is Arup Siddha and Sangha Siddha? More loudly as you speak.
For example, if there's somebody who likes to garden, then they think, I will garden so many beautiful vegetables and flowers because I like to garden, that is my propensity. And when the vegetables have grown, then I will offer to Thakurji.
Yes.
But we are actually doing the activity because we like it and the fruits we are offering to Thakur. So that is like superimposing Thakur onto our desires.
Yes. Those who are actually not Sarupa Siddha Bhakti, Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pad Sivanam, Archanam, Bandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanvedan, or 64 kinds of Bhakti, or 5 kinds of Bhakti, 3 kinds of Bhakti, Nam Sankirtan. Really, there is not. But we are thinking that to make a garden is bhakti, because by that I will serve partly to Krishna. I will make a goshala for 1,000 cows, and some of milk, 1 kilo, I will give daily to Thakur, and rest I will
enjoy.
So make a garden to make a Gosala is not among the 64 kinds of bhakti. There are not. But if actually I have offered myself in the lotus feet of my Gurudev and Krishna, and then making any garden fully to serve, then it is bhakti. Where I am doer, and all things are mine, and among them something I am taking and offering to Krishna. This is arupsiddha bhakti. No? Like jat karoshi, jadashnashi, jadjihoshi, dadashi tap, jat tapasyas kanteya tad kurusya madharapanam. You should, arpan means?
Offer
me.
If someone is offering nearly everything,
Even it is arupsiddha. Who are you? You are doer of all these things? You are not doer of. You are the eternal servant of Krishna. Eternal. So your everything will be for Krishna. You are not doer. I am doing anything to please Krishna because I am him, of him. This would be there. Otherwise, arupsiddha bhakti. And sangsiddha bhakti? What is sangsiddha?
Sangsiddha bhakti means, for example, I am not a devotee, I am not Vaishnava, but if I come into the sangha of Vaishnavas, then some of their qualities will come into me, like humility.
Can you tell?
Well, my understanding is that Sangha Siddha means that someone is developing the qualities which are favorable for Vaishnavism, but there is not actual bhakti in those, manifestation of those qualities.
Like this. Okay? Or anything more? You can tell?
Sangha Siddha means that which is
very carefully you should hear. Oh.
Sangha Siddha means that which is associated with devotion. So just like in Shikshastak, it is Vranarapi Sunichena Tararapi Sahishnana Manina Manadena Kirataniya Sadahari. So as one is performing bhakti, there are different qualities which are said to be qualities of the devotee, like humility, tolerance, peacefulness, kindness to others, non-violence, etc. So if one is exhibiting these different qualities with some connection to devotion, they'll be known as sangha-siddha bhakti. But those qualities in and of themselves are not bhakti.
Yes, I'll say. Where there is no sarup siddha bhakti, nothing sarup siddha bhakti, samadam kirtanam vishnu ismaranam. But desiring devotees something, like 26 kinds of qualities, which has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, kripalu, akrita droha, satta, sar, mauni, and all other things. They are really no bhakti, sarup siddha, sravanam kirtanam vishnu. They are helpful. So, if they are with bhakti, they are also called bhakti, but sangha siddha bhakti, not sarup siddha bhakti. What I told?
You said that when there are 26 qualities, devotee are present.
These are not any of found them, not related, only one. That is related. And all 25 kinds of all these are like virtues, good virtues.
So where these 25 qualities are present in a devotee, that they are favorable to bhakti, but they themselves, they are not swarups of the bhakti.
Yes.
And you gave example of the renunciation of Raghunath Das and Swami.
Yeah.
That though he is Mahabhagavat, but his renunciation still is an example of Sangha Siddha.
His vairagya and all other things. But he was in Raghunath Das Goswami, so his Vairagya is also natural and bhakti. But if separated from bhakti, that virtues, they are not bhakti. So, in this world,
when we are using this word sansiddha bhakti, this means when it is associated with sarup bhakti.
We use this term related, anyhow, then there will be called bhakti, but sangha siddha. We should know and try to differentiate them and try to follow sarup siddha bhakti. And you can see that all virtues and all arup siddha bhakti will come automatically in him, in shuddha rup, in pure form. If he is doing brooming, brooming is not in any of bhakti, brooming, but brooming will also be bhakti, pure bhakti. So anything done for Krishna pleasing, stool clearing, everything will be bhakti if our bhakti is here pure. Now he is defining. Go on.
In the Jaya Dharma, when the Mayavadi Sannyasi comes into the association of the Vaishnava, he has so many good qualities from his practice.
Yes.
So is this a case of Sangha Siddha Bhakti?
No. When he was in Kashi performing all these things, it was for Mukti. Their help. Helper of mukti. So they are not sangha siddha bhakti. But when he came and he took initiation and he surrendered and he began to do sarup siddha bhakti, then all bhakti was turned into bhakti, sangha siddha.
So then that became sangha siddha
bhakti. But when he was pure devotee, then they were not sangha siddha. Yes. Yeah. Mm. Is janam mein nirog rahana swadashtu bhojan ki prapti. There? Bhakti mukti is priya.
Mm-hmm.
Where? Bhakti mukti is priya.
Yeah. Right after that?
Huh?
As long as the two witches of the desires for bhakti and mukti remain in a devotee's heart, not even a fraction of the pure happiness derived from Surup Siddha Bhakti will arise.
Go on.
Both bodily and mental enjoyment are considered bhakti.
What?
Both bodily and mental enjoyment are considered bhakti.
Bhakti. Go on.
To make an extraneous effort to remain free from disease.
Here. Don't talk. Again?
To make an extraneous effort to remain free from disease, to desire palatable foodstuffs, strength and power, wealth, followers, wife, sons and daughters, fame and victory, are all considered bhakti.
Bhakti means?
Sense.
All are. That I should be very healthy. A rich person. I will do this, that. All are what? In bhakti. And after death, what?
To desire to take one's next birth in a Brahmin family or in a royal family, to attain residence in the heavenly planets or in the lok, or to obtain any other type of happiness in one's next life is also...
Any kind of happiness for me, for your own, all are included in bhakti. If you have, think yourself, then no bhakti. Very hard, very hard. But very easy. Go on.
Practice of the Eightfold Yoga System and to desire the 8 or 18 varieties of mystic perfections are also categorized as bhukti. The greed for bhukti forces the jiva to become subordinate to the 6 enemies headed by lust and anger. Envy easily takes over the heart of the jiva and rules it. Hence, to attain shuddha bhakti, one has to remain completely aloof from the desire for bhakti. To abandon the desire for bhakti, a conditioned soul need not reject the objects of the senses by going to reside in the forest.
What is the meaning? He told? What he told?
One need not to renounce the objects of the senses, one need not leave material world.